Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Amy Holmes. So President Obama, he gets to hit the vineyard this Sunday with Michelle and the girls for what some are saying a very well-deserved vacation. With us to discuss it is Eric Looning, correspondent for WCAI, the Cape and Islands Public Radio, joining us from Martha's Vineyard. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Amy.
So let's jump right in. The Obamas have been to the vineyard before, but this time with Secret Service. Where are they staying on the island?
They are staying at Blue Heron Farm in Chilmark, which is a town here on the vineyard. The property is owned by William and Molly Vandevender, who actually are McCain supporters, reportedly.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's a very Obama bipartisan thing to do.
I was going to say that, yes. I think it's an expression of his effort to be as bipartisan, even when he goes on vacation.
And let's face it, even if you're a McCain supporter, having POTUS as your house guest is a high honor. So what is Chilmark like? A lot of people thought that he might be in Oak Bluffs, which is a prominent African-American community, but he chose Chilmark instead.
Yeah, Chilmark, I think, in the end, makes the most sense. He was also looking at rental properties in Edgartown, which is near Oak Bluffs, but that's predominantly a sort of a yacht clubbing community. Oak Bluffs is the African American, has a long history of middle class and upper middle class residents who've been coming for over a century now. And of course, there's now African American celebrities. Spike Lee owns a house there and everything. But Chilmark, if the vineyard, which is now being called Hollywood East, if the vineyard's that, Chilmark is the capital of Hollywood East because a lot of newer money resides in Chilmark. A lot of celebrities, Bill Murray owns a home out there, Dan Aykroyd, James Taylor, of course, our music first family of the Taylors, own property out there as well.
But there's no bigger celebrity than Barack Obama.
Exactly. And there's the property itself has access to a private beach, so you know there won't be. It's close to the airport as well, probably just 5 minutes away from the regional airport. Those sorts of things figure into the Secret Service planning as well.
So, Eric, this leads me to the question, will the locals get to interact with the Obama family? Will they be able to, you know, like
have
ice cream sitting next to the president?
Right. Well, as we know, the Clintons came down many times during the 90s. And although the White House, of course, officially says there'll be no public appearances, it is a small island, and they will be enjoying, as every family comes on vacation, beaches, ice cream, dinners out. Of course, there'll be dinner parties. There are often a lot of people host presidential families for dinner parties. Ted Danson hosted the Clintons a lot. Michelle is expected to come actually with the children a little earlier, maybe Thursday or Friday, is sort of the rumor mill is saying. We have a big country fair that goes on every year. It's the 148th year of the agricultural fair, and that's something for the kids to do as well as Michelle.
Now, I read something funny that you guys have whipped up an Obama drink called an Obama-rita.
Obama-rita, yes, at our local Mexican fair restaurant. The Obama-rita, which has mandarin oranges as the base of this margarita. And
Catherine's making a face. Ooh,
yes.
Too sweet.
And then also, we have a local brewery, the Offshore Ale House, and they have started selling the Ale to the Chief.
Gotcha. Well, we will have to raise our glasses, maybe take a sip or two later. Eric Looning, thanks for joining us. Correspondent for WCAI, the Cape and Islands Public Radio.
Ale to the Chief.
Ale to the
Chief.
Come
on.
Didn't we already have a beer moment with President Obama?
Yeah.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.